The reptilians, you know it was a Nazi reptilian alliance. All the reptilians' personal some still there in the undergrounds, and they try to escape. But these ones are the one more in trouble, because all access to Antarctica via the underground had been cut last year. The Earth Alliance had collapsed all the tunnels of underground access to Antarctica, so nobody can leave Antarctica from the underground. They can only live by boat. That's about the personal. Now the officers of the Dark Fleet and the high rank officers, human and reptilians, they have left via a portal, because there's a portal in the South Pole that is very wanted by everyone. Now this portal had access to Aldebaran star system where the headquarters of the Dark Fleet are. So we suppose Thavi may have left to this destination, although we know that the Aldebaran headquarters do not want to have any more anything to do with the Dark Fleet of this star system, because they consider them a little bit like as losers, and as Thorhand said, they rather cut an infected limp. So I don't know where they're going. Thorhand told me that this portal in the South Pole has been taken by the Earth Alliance and is severely guarded by the Earth Alliance, but now there is another war starting there, because the evil, 308, nasty reptilians are not there anymore, and neither the Fourth Reich. So the place is empty to be taken, and there's an amazing amount of resources there. Some very precious substances that are every wanted, especially by powerful industrial countries and corporations. So everybody is rushing to Antarctica now that the baddies have gone and the portal is deactivated, but still there. So all it takes is to find the key again, the frequency key to reopen it. And the Earth Alliance tries to stop everyone to have it. So I don't know what they're going to do with it, destroy it, recalibrate it. The moon has been liberated a while ago now by the Galactic Federation and given back to Earth. The moon has been liberated from the baddies, which were the Dark Alliance. Dark Alliance is a triangle Dark Fleet, Orion Nepu Empire and Chakotay Reptilian Empire. But what the corporations and people now want to do with it now, it's another question. Because it is a lot of mining advantages as well. So a fight over retaking Antarctica, fight over retaking the moon by the Earth people, Earth corporations, and now Mars. Mars, there are still reptilian baddie there, Chakotay Empire, Nepu from Orion, but they are severely hit by the Galactic Federation. There is a huge focus at the moment of the Galactic Federation of World to localize and close and activate all the portals of access between this star system and outside, because the Federation had protected this star system with a shield. It's like a plasma frequency shield outside of this solar system. If you go through it, it looks like a wall of plasma. It's very impressive. I've seen it. It's like filaments of light, but it's like gas and it's a yellowish, orange kind of color. So nobody can leave without authorization of the Federation. Nobody can come in without authorization. So how do the baddies do to escape to Aldebaran, for instance, or back to Orion and the Matra Command go from Andromeda? Remember the interview I did of Stephen Cow, who worked in Area 51? He describes one of these portals used by the Kilitokert. He describes it. He went even in a meeting room and he was kicked out. He saw this portal. Sears is going to and Saturn's probably going to be hit the same. Regarding to the portals now, the main focus is to that's the science mission to deactivate them. This star system is big. A portal when it is not activated, it is invisible. A portal is activated by a frequency key. It's a sound frequency coupled with dynamic geometry, vril energy, mathematical equations, extremely complicated, and sound frequency. So that compose a frequency key, and when you use this frequency key, it activates it, the portal. A portal becomes suddenly visible, and I've seen one. There's one in orbit of Jupiter between Jupiter and Saturn. Once I was connected with Thorhan, it was in a science ship trying with other people of the Federation to deactivate this portal on orbit of Jupiter, and it was saying that it was a big one, used by the Dark Fleet. I had a chat with Tony Rodriguez, a private chat, and he said, oh yes, and the portals. I remember own. We took portals to go to. He doesn't know the name of the star system. He went with when was on a ship of the Dark Fleet. He said to me, I went through a portal, I remember, and it was in orbit of Jupiter. And I say, oh my god, That's Thorhan just told me about a portal in orbit off Jupiter used by the Dark Fleet. So we were talking about the same thing. I love it when things come together. Are Andromedans the same as Archangels? They could be associated with them. The Andromedans, there are many people, many civilizations. We are speaking here of the Xeni. These are the famous Andromedans who have foreseen Themyscira's happening here on Earth. They are the ones helping us, very much. They are very evolved and highly evolved beings. Xeni, those with whom Alex Collier was and still is in contact. Thesni are amazing people. They are filled with love. They are a little bit like the Arcturians. They are 309, very similar, tall, blue-skinned, elegant. They are extremely wise. They are communicating via emotions mainly. They are extremely emotionally evolved. They are radiating love and wisdom and peace. They are extraordinary people, so benevolent. They are 6/7 density. They are not archangels, although they could totally be on the same level. Archangels are different. Archangels are not of a race of extraterrestrials, they are supraconsciousnesses, mega-consciousness, arch-consciousnesses, working on the web of the universe. And it's like a bit Kryon, but the Earth Guardian Kryon could be also considered as an archangel, but that's another thing. So Andromedans, although they could be totally similar to archangels or not archangels. Centauri, I hope these updates will help you to clear up some fears or misconceptions. The Centaur system's they are the closest star system from Terra, 4.3 light years from us only. It is composed of a binary, two main centers, Alpha Centauri system and Beta Centauri system. Why Centauri? Because it looks like a centaur. In the Greek mythology it's a horse, and instead of the head of the horse there's a bust of a man with arms and a head. We have here just another shape, where you can see really it looks like a horse with pose and the head of the man on the star. 310, here is Alpha and Beta Centauri. Each has a double, triple star system. Alpha is on the left, Beta is on the right. Alpha Centauri is very bright because it's a system with three stars. IMGO 4 from book Alpha Centauri is composed of Alpha A and Alpha B, and the third one is Proxima Centauri. You see the Alpha A and Alpha B, they turn around each other, and around them there's Proxima Centauri. The star we see here in this picture, Alpha Centauri, is in fact three stars. It's really bright because it's the light of three star two turning around each other on the common center of gravity, and one, Proxima, turning around the two other ones. So in the center Alpha Centauri A and Alpha Centauri B, and around them Proxima Centauri. Every 88 years Alpha Centauri A and B orbit their common center of gravity. The average distance between them is about 23 astronomical unities. Alpha Centauri is a yellow star of the same type as the Sun and is about 20% larger. Alpha Centauri B is an orange star, slightly smaller than the Sun. And Proxima Centauri, that evolves around these twin two, is a red dwarf, 7 times smaller than our Sun. Proximal Centauri is gravitationally bound to the two first ones. They all have planetary systems with planets revolving around. Alpha Centauri B, Cilosi. Alpha Centauri B is a star which has many planets around. Here live the Cilosi. 311, their origin is from the planet Celo, also named Alpha B Centauri 4. It's a lot bigger than Terra. It's the fourth planet of this system, and it's a world with 7 moons. Due to the proximity of this second star in this binary system, nights are very short and the planet's orbit is elliptical, which enables complex seasons. Cilosi are tall, white skin and white hair humanoids. Their eyes color can range to blue-green or gray. They are benevolent beings. They are part of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, assisting humanity in its evolution. Cilosi mastered the science of harvesting the universal life force, the Vril, into crystals in order to generate plasmic and ethereal energy. They are the mother race of the Telosi Earth colony, Telosians. They are the mother race of the Telosi Earth colony and have a presence in the orbital stations of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, interacting as well with Terran governments for the greater good of humanity. They look like Terrans and their society and cultures are based on a spirit of equality and justice. They promote the wise and responsible use of sciences and technology, peace and preserve a neutral position in galactic diplomacy. It takes 12 hours to get to Alpha Centauri 4, Silos, and twice a week a shuttle links the Federation's outpost and the Terran in the Earth vicinity to the Centaurian systems. Their usual ships are silvery and discoidal. This is a Telosian ship behind her. They look totally like us, but they are white skin, white hair and very clear eyes, slightly taller. The Silosi were involved in the meetings of President Eisenhower at Maroc military base. Telosi, their closest cousins are the Telosians. There's a lot to say about the Telosians. The Telosians are separated in two different factions. They originate also they are colony from Alpha Centauri 4, the planet Silo. They are tall white human beings with pale glistening skin and white hair, same as the Silosi, and they have highly developed telepathic abilities. The eyes are clear from greater pale blue and their irelimentation is plant-based, grown hydroponically in a full-spectrum artificial light. They use their psychotronic technologies involving crystals and universal life force energy. The Vril. Telosi are an ancient Silosi colony who settled on Earth before the last ice age. The Earth myths remember them as Lemurian, but in fact Atlanteans would be more accurate, as their civilization extended in the area of the Atlantic Oceans and its shores, which is why they migrated to the American continent, Western Africa and Western Europe after destruction of their lands. Thadish connected with the Galactic Federation of Worlds as they migrated underground, becoming their 312 Western branch of the Agarthin network. Agarthin is the general term for all the different species inhabitants of Terra's underworld, Inner Earth. Telosia have interbred with Terrans and their geni markers show up regularly within Terra's population like their cousins. Silosi working with the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Telosi are by nature benevolent people inclined to assist humanity remembering its ancient history, help in its ascension and improve health and longevity. What is their language like? Is it a frequency language? Are they on Earth to help? They are on Earth for help. The language is a spoken language which is unspoken and telepathize in the same time. They use also emotions by the telepathic side of the language. They can project motions and communicate through emotions. All the Telosi do that and the Metan, as we are going to see a little bit later. Their rhythm of existence is different from the Earth people. They are calmer and quieter, vibrating in a slightly higher density, the fourth density. They work at helping the preservation of the environment and the ecosystems, as well as fighting the new religious systems that disconnect human beings to nature, to their own power and to source, helping Terrans to recover hidden knowledge. They provide many tools and hints archaeological discoveries and also offering keys to decode and chant knowledge. Telosi are at the origin of the crop circles sometimes, geometrical clues guiding the decoding of the lost science. A very tiny percent of crop circles are non-human. I would say maybe 90% of the crop circles are human-made. It is difficult to differentiate which one are made by artistic humans, skilled people, which ones are made by either extraterrestrials or intraterrestrials. Their difference will be the level of electromagnetic disturbance on the site, slightly, after they've been created. And we have a few camera videos who filmed the making of these crop circles by non-human devices, and you can really clearly see all plasma orbs dancing around and creating theta patterns in the crops, and it is made with sound frequency, coming from under or from above. And the R messages to humanity, and language is a mathematical language frequency, language to be decoded. The Telosi are also at the origin of what is called erroneously the Lemurian crystals, which is more accurately named Telosi quartz or Telosian quartz. In these they have encoded keys to unlock ancient knowledge. So these crystals are not database of knowledge, they are not information encrypted in them. But there are keys to unlock access to some call it Akashic Records, a database that is somewhere, quantumly it just connects you to it. What is this knowledge about? It is about unlocking human consciousness and helping humanity's ascension. It's the energy signature of the crystal structure that is the key. We find also the Telosi in the Celtic cultures like the Shay, the Tuadanan and the Shining Ones. Nowadays we can count about 1.5 million inhabitants of re-established network of antediluvian colonies, widespread underneath the surface of the planet in a vast system of caverns. The main networks are located below the region of the Gobi Desert and surroundings in a vast cavern system below Tibet, linking the Central Asian systems and finally on the American continent around Mount Shasta in an underground city named Telos. The vast underground web of tunnels was created mostly by the Telosians, but it became progressively with time shared for a great part with the Earth's secret governments, from the moment these latest signed agreements with reptilian invaders. Unfortunately enticed to provide facility of the existing underground structures, an important faction of the Telosi joined forces with the Grey and reptilian collectives to bond with the American government, the bad side, MJ-12 and all the corporations. The Telosians were frightened when the reptilians arrived, not the ones you know. There was the Naga were quietly living underground, but when the Chukka arrived from space in the 1950s, they wanted with their 313 Greys. They wanted the facilities underneath and mainly it was owned and managed by the Telosians. So they scared the Telosians, they threatened them, they blackmailed them, they did horrible things. The Telosians finally gave up and offered the facilities. They were like in a very bad position. There is a rebel resistance faction of Telosians who have gone really deeper underground now and are still there and now are fighting. Telos is in the process of being liberated. But you know the faction that has rebelled, they've really evolved in an even higher density that reptilians cannot even them, even access to their realm underneath the earth in the inner earth, because it's the density is higher so there is no way they are going to be found by the lower vibration. There is a whole diplomacy of its own going on underground, being beneath all these things. In my book I have a lot of all the details about all these underground facilities, what tunnels goes where. You can really read it through, there's all the details, even more details. But we're not going into these lower vibrations. Nevertheless, a rebellion roars in a secret alliance of the Agathan races. Some Telosi and secret factions of the US government's preparing their agenda for fighting back the reptilians, but that is happening now, getting rid of them. This secret benevolent alliance at this moment in time has joined force with the Galactic Federation of Worlds in the Earth Alliance. Their ships are called Silver Fleet. It's the same ships as you saw on the picture of this Telosi woman. They are either discoidal or spherical. Are the Telosians related to the Akhari? They resemble a lot. It's very difficult to tell them apart. Who are the Akhari or Alkhari? They are people from the Altair system. They are working with the Reptilian Empire and they are not good. They can be called Tall Whites as well, because they are looking like this humanoids, beautiful thin long humanoids. But I would say the Altairans are more like skinny, like thinner than the Telosians. There is really no way to really tell them apart. But they are not related. Now we need to remember that you all humanoid life in this galaxy, Natru, has been seeded from extragalactic civilization. An intergalactic confederation, and in this intergalactic confederation there was a race species, a culture called Ptl, and they have seeded human genome in the constellation of Lyra, the Man Star system, Kepler 62. So we all come from there. So we are all in a way related with all other humanoid races in Natru, our galaxy. But that goes back to the first, the cradle, but then we have evolved. They're anything except that common origin. There is then nothing in common between Alkhori from Altair and Telosian from Alpha B Centauri. They have nothing culturally in common. Well, what your heart feels, it's something else. What do you feel from this being in front of you? Gentleness, respect, love, or aggressivity and danger? Work your heart. You can really listen to what a heart says when fear has gone. Eradicate fear and then it opens your heart cognitivity and your mind and everything. How were the Talosians able to switch density in order to be not be seen? How was it done? Perhaps can learn from them. Thorhan, raising frequency is an easy thing to do when you acquire a certain level of technology. The Talosians have learned from shifting frequencies the rate of vibration of their cells. How to become invisible, this was an ancient knowledge inherited from their parents, Silo. This knowledge is used nowadays to cloak our ships and raise frequency just in changing the rate of vibration of the particles. Elena, how do they accelerate the particles of their body? Thorhan, by chanting, when they do not have the devices. But there are devices. Raising frequency throughout changing the vibration of the sound. The rate of vibration. There is a lot to, 314, learn from them. Becoming invisible is a very specific and difficult technique. But with practice you can arrive. Elena, indeed I understand that. When I to 5D ground they accelerate the particles of my body and then I can have physical experience at their level. So they do that with sound, with frequency. There is a lot to learn from the Talosians, the whole beautiful wonderful secrets and these crystals, these Talosian crystals they can unlock a lot of answers for us. They left gift for us in the ground, and this is very exciting. Are Talosians walking around among us on Earth? Yes they do. They look very pale, and they have white hair so you may recognize them quite easily. They're taller than us, thin. Very graceful and they move slower and calmer. Talosians are here among us, benevolent and malevolent ones. Unfortunately the most you will see will be the Thess who turn to the enemy because they work with the Cabal. But you can have the chance to meet their good ones, sometimes. Sometimes you are in nature next to openings to their world you can see them sometimes. But there are some in our society I know as well. Is Mount Shasta itself under control of good or bad forces? There are many levels, physically and etherically. Mount Shasta was the capital of the Talosian people. It's been taken by the reptilians. It has been for a long time taken by the reptilians. I do not know where are now the operations of liberations of Shasta. Still in the clearing. Not safe to go through physically in 3D, because there are still some reptilians in there and some fights going on. But you can go there in a higher frequency in a higher vibration, in 5D, not less. Then you can access Thiner Earth and meet the Inner Earth people under Mount Shasta, the Talosian and other tribes. So it depends on what level you go there, it is parallel densities in there. Do not go there in 3D. If Yaozi the entrance of a cavern or a underground that goes under Mount Shasta, please do not go there. If you want to see, meet the real benevolent Talosians under Mount Shasta, shift density and go there be projection of consciousness. Do not go there physically in your 3D body. The 3D body will bend angelward. Altair is a great materialistic humanoid culture. I totally agree with you. Can you please talk about Hadar? I was told I come from there. Hadar is Beta Centauri. I am going to talk about Hadar now. Beta Centauri, Hadar Beta Centauri is different from Alpha Centauri. 315, on the left Alpha Centauri and on the right Beta Centauri, these are two different star systems. On the left this brighter star that you see is in fact a component of three star systems, Alpha and Beta twin stars turn around each other on the common gravity center and around this binary system is an Alpha star, a third star orbiting which is Proxima. On the right is Beta Centauri. Hadar, Dal Beta Centauri is alike Alpha Centauri a triple stellar system, sheltering a great diversity of life forms, scattered on 17 planets. Imagine 17 planets in total. Including reptilians, amphibians, insectoids and all sub-civilizations level. I mean like as like. Earth and even lower. A human nor or colony from Lyra established there and flourished, but chose to remain out of thief airs of the galaxy. These have also chosen not to join the Galactic Federation of Worlds and live in harmony with all the other species of these 17 worlds as an independent entity. The Beta Centauri system is severely guarded and considered as an unspoiled heaven of peace. They chose their name the Dahl after the captain of the Ark who brought their colony there, the legendary Commander Dahl. They named the world they colonized Dahl Nor'or, so they are Nor'or, the tall blonde humanoids. They come from the Kepler-62-man system in the constellation of Lyra that was ransacked by the reptilians. Very peaceful people. They don't want to have anything to do, 316, with wars. They are so well able to be part of the Federation but they refused because they wanted to be on their own. Hadar is the name we give to their Beta Centauri. Are the black-haired on Beta Centauri? Not that I know. But three may be. If you refer to someone extraterrestrial that you met who told you he was from there, it's possible. There are also people who have settled there, come from other star systems. Proxima Centauri. Now we go to another amazing story. I think the best picture I have is this one. It is the third star of the trinary star system Alpha Centauri, Alpha A, Alpha B and then Proxima Centauri. The planet Meton is called Proxima B, and it's extremely similar to Earth. Meton, 317. We are going now to talk about a highly evolved civilization which is extremely involved in the Galactic Federation of Worlds, and in Earth affairs, the Meton. They bear the same name as their planet Meton. The civilization expands on the seventh planet of this star system Proxima Centauri and it is about the same size as your sun this star. Although it's a dwarf, but it's nearly the same size. Proxima Centauri evolves around doubles binary system Alpha Centauri and B. These two large stars give out intense radiation, while Proxima smaller gives out a different highly intense emission, more concentrated different ones. So there's a lot of radiations going there. We would have difficulty to live, although someone did. Meton is similar to Terra with the controlled weather. They control their own weather. The Metani are the of the Nor'or Orleran group species too. They are tall non-belligerent humanoids whose lifespan reaches up to nearly 2.000 Terran years. Yes. They have a free society based on the code of ethics rather than laws, and they developed arts as an important base for their culture. For instance, their urbanism is quite interesting, using translucent organic materials and the use of thesians of sound quite a lot in many domains. They communicate telepathically, but have kept the use of language to be able to converse with other members of the Federation. Metani are not very eager to travel, but for scientific curiosity. As such, scientific curiosity moved them to Earth for observation. Many Metan enrolled the science station of the Galactic Federation in orbit of Terra. Their ships are metallic and discoidal with a low dome and three sets of window around. They are about 60 feet large. The bright radiance around the vessel is due to the ignition of the distortion field in order to allow traveling instantly between two points, creating a distortion entered space continuum and jump into the ether or hyperspace. This is slightly different from what you would call quantum travel, as to pass through this interdimensional shift as it always is the rule wherever you stand within the multiverse. The occupants of the ship need to merge their being as in frequency with the ship itself. It is what is named etheric travel. Something happens which is very interesting. The atmospheric condensation. Many species use etheric mobility when encountering the atmosphere of the world have their ship cloaked in a cloud. This is the condensation process of the molecules in the atmosphere, created around the ship due to the heat generated by the dimensional distortion field around the craft. They have several motherships in our star system. They are very big and they never land. They have oblong cylindrical shapes, some of them with rounded extremities. Long cigar ship. Enormous huge, miles and miles and miles long. It differentiates them from the Pleiadian mothership Switchair, you remember the photo, it's like two cones one above the other. There is a woman who went to Meton. Are the warships? They have warships, the ships you see can be armed as warships. Although they are not really involved with fights, they involve in maintaining peace, they are peacekeepers. The Metans Altorthy can fight, They would maintain boundaries and try to keep the enemies at bay and try to maintain balance and peace and call upon others like for instance the Ahil or Tal to just give a kick to the enemies. But they can fight as well, totally. 318. A woman went to Meeton and her name was Elizabeth Clara. From 1954 to 1963 Elizabeth Clara had contact with a man from Meeton. His name was Akin. They fell in love and they had many contact. They fell in love and he took her for 4 months on Meeton. They had a baby there and she stayed quite a long time and time is different. The just stay in more than 4 months.